You're listening to American Girl Women with Laura Treader and Lindsay Adams-Franca. This is a podcast where two millennial gals gather around the microphone and reminisce on the cultural phenomenon that took our childhood by storm, American Girl dolls. Contrary to what you might think, we aren't just talking about dolls here. We're diving into the high highs and the low lows of getting hooked on American Girl and all the childhood memories that come flooding back. So join us and a few special guests each week as we become American Girl women.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, Lindsay.
I am so excited to get back into ranking with you, our favorite thing to do on this podcast.
I love a ranking, and I feel like that is just so BuzzFeed era of us to want to rank things. We have to.
Honestly, and I feel like there are a million things to rank in the AG universe, but today we're doing a very niche listicle, if you will.
Yeah, so just stay with me for a minute. We are ranking the outfits that are off to the side in the bedroom vignettes. So these are the little secondary outfits that you see for each of the original historical dolls that when you're looking at their bedroom spread, there's usually two outfits there that are kind of like more side characters. They don't get, you know, a full book, a full page to themselves, but there are some winners among these secondary outfits that they need to be assessed.
Definitely. And dare I say, for some of these American girls, these are some of their better outfits. Not all of them, but there are some. Yeah, for some. All right. So Laura, should we kick it off and start with Felicity chronologically?
Yes, let's start with Felicity. Now, I think that she has a high and a low here, but let's get into it.
I know. I feel the same way. It's like quite jarring. So we have her work gown. It is a striped dress that is beige. She has a little kerchief around her neck and ruffles at the sleeves and a white apron. It's very... I don't know. It seems practical, right? Yeah. Like, I don't know how much work Felicity was doing, but this is like a very, it's a fine dress. It's a fine little gown.
Yeah. I mean, we would say Felicity's like middle class, right?
Yeah.
So
middle class. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think maybe she has some like upper middle class connections on her mother's side, but yeah, I feel like this, in contrast to some of her other outfits, is very toned down and agreed, not sure how much work she was doing. But, you know, it's not that I don't like the outfit because I like to see like another facet of the character. And I love that like there's some historical accuracy at play here, the fact that they've even included this, but it's probably not something I would have been drawn to.
For sure. And it also comes with a mop cap. I forgot to add that in, but it's a cute little white hat with a little ruffle and a bow. I will say, though, that I bet this work gown is really chic when you take off the kerchief and apron. I feel like it could be really pretty underneath.
Yeah, I would like to see what that looks like. You know, I'm going to maybe throw something kind of controversial out there, and our listeners can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't see this outfit ever anywhere. Like, I have not seen, you know, I've seen like Felicity in a myriad of outfits that she has for people who've like collected her over the years, whatever. I don't think I've ever seen her in this outfit.
Yeah, I don't know if I have either. It seems quite rare. And Laura, I will say, as an addendum to last week's episode with our moms, I went to find Felicity's summer dress on eBay or Mercari, and it is so expensive. Like, people are selling it for like $60, which I'm willing to pay like $20, $25, but I don't think I could, like, in my mind, purchase this dress for her sitting in my parents' house in Connecticut.
No, that's a lot. That is definitely a lot. I think a lot of Felicity's stuff is hard to come by because she kind of was one of the first discontinuations.
Yeah, it's true. That's a good point. Before we decided on ranking these secondary outfits in the bedroom collection pages, I was looking at a catalog from I think 2001 or around there, and it had the like seven like historic girls, so through Josefina and Kit, and gave like a little description on all of them, like adventurous or courageous, whatever like adjective described each girl best. And for Felicity's descriptor, it said, "Find me at AmericanGirl.com." Like, they
Right.
didn't even give her an adjective. They were just like, she can't be purchased through this catalog. Find her on the website.
Right. They didn't want to take up any valuable real estate with her any longer, which, I do think there are maybe some historical implications of that, but also I think, I don't know, maybe people were just like not as drawn to her, but she was a huge draw to our generation, so it makes no sense to me.
I don't get it.
But then pivoting to her next outfit, Lindsay, what do we have here?
So Felicity's riding habit and hat is this beautiful. I see this as like emerald green. Oh, actually, it's forest green. In the description, it is a fitted waistcoat jacket and it has these beautiful like gold trim accents on it on the sleeves, at the bottom of it, gold buttons or some gold like I don't know embellishments at the button area, and then it has a skirt, which is perfect for riding, it says, and a fancy three-cornered hat to finish the whole look. Pull it all together. It has some feathers on it. It is just majestic.
Yes, it's gorgeous. I really love it. Not to be, overshadowed is the fact that I believe there is a breeches add-on here that you could work with, and love that attention to detail from the story.
Right.
But yeah, I love this riding habit. I think especially because like Felicity's horse later becomes available. It really is a great, like, even though there's not like one specific story where we see this, like as there is with like the other outfits, I think that, having the horse and having this outfit is just like such a winning combo.
It's so perfect. When we look through Elizabeth, did she also have a matching set? I like vaguely remember in my mind, like it was also a beautiful riding set.
I believe she did. I believe they both were dressed in their riding outfits on the same sort of spread together. And I
Ugh,
think hers
love
was
it.
maybe like more like pastel or something a little less like, I don't know. I think this one fits Felicity and her personality perfectly.
Yeah, this is so gorgeous. Like forest green with her like red hair. That's like the perfect combination, right? Like this is really beautiful. Well, these are pretty high up there for me. I think we're off to a really strong start with Felicity, as we usually are. But Laura, just to clarify in our ranking, should we rank these two outfits as a whole when we're looking at the final thoughts?
Yeah, I think that they should be ranked as a unit.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. All right. Well, going into Kirsten's next, Kirsten's outfits, I would say, in contrast to Felicity's, are both on the more practical side. So we have her Swedish dirndl and kerchief. So this is like a dirndl sort of pinafore style dress with like a white blouse underneath. It might be attached actually. And it's got like a nice like striped pattern on the skirt and a plaid pattern up top, and the top laces up. And then she has a little floral kerchief that goes with this. I think this is really adorable.
I love this. I like again, I haven't seen Kirsten in this outfit often. Like I could kind of picture her in it, but this is such like a sweet little look for her. I feel like it could have been like interchanged with like her school outfit or her meet dress. Like it's really, I love it.
It's a top look for sure. And then we also have her work dress, which I think is a theme we'll continue to see throughout this review because it seems like American Girl wanted to give us like maybe a look at like what a more practical dress might look like for some of these characters. But Kirsten's work dress to me is like cute enough to be any kind of dress. It's a adorable like seafoam green color with a Peter Pan collar and some little white blue boots with black toes and black laces. I think it's really adorable. And the sleeves are long sleeved, but the like shoulder where the shoulder and the arm meet, there's like two little ruffles on each side. And I think it's really adorable.
It's really cute. The little ruffle really makes the look. It's just like a
Yeah.
little bit of fanciness. I was talking last week on the podcast that I'm listening to The Sleepy Bookshelves, Anne of Green Gables, and Anne like mentions several times throughout the book how she just wants a dress with puff sleeves, and I really like love hearing that because I don't know, I still love a puffed sleeve, and to know that they are still like something that we're wearing 100+ years later is quite lovely. But yeah, just adding a little bit of something extra to make you feel, I don't know, a little fancy, right? Like it's her work dress, but there's a
Yeah.
little ruffle. It's so cute.
Puffed sleeves are totally a vibe. This dress is adorable. I feel like this is a dress that like you would see on Little House on the Prairie. So, you know, it makes sense for Kirsten's time period and location, but it also, yeah, it just feels like very much like something like you would have seen on that show in the 70s because it kind of has like a versatile vibe to it, I think. Like it's one of those dresses that could be modernized if American Girl decided to sell it. I think it would definitely have been a practical option.
Yeah, very cute. And I like that it says that there are ribbons the color of the cream that filled her bucket when she milked the cow.
I know. It's so cute. And honestly, like Kirsten deserves more ribbons for her hair. So I love the addition of the ribbons.
Right? I know. AG loves a hat and also a bow.
They really do. Honestly, I'm sure people lost the ribbons immediately,
Right?
but.
Well, these are also very solid dresses, especially together, I feel like are very strong contenders.
Yes, 100% love these. Feel like these are really in line with the character, and they don't feel secondary, even though they are secondary here. They don't feel secondary at all. They're really cute as standalone.
Totally. And next we have Addie, who has this really sweet light blue dress with a plaid green apron over it that is such like a cute color combination, the blue and the green together. And her little pocket is filled with clothespins, like teeny tiny clothespins, which is really cute. I think she lived above a seamstress that her mother worked at, if I remember correctly. But there was some seamstress storyline there. And this is such a cute outfit. Like it reminds me of Samantha's dress that we'll see coming up next. I think they're 40 years apart or so, 30, 40 years between the two of them. But this is really sweet. What do you think of it, Laura?
I like it, but I was just looking at some pictures of it on her, and I feel like I don't love the way it looks on. But I like it in theory. Like when I look at it here, I'm like, yeah, cute. But when I see it on, I'm kind of like, oh. But it's not that it looks bad. It's just like maybe not my favorite.
Okay. On the page. A
But
hit. Off the page, a miss.
what is going on with her shoes, Lindsay?
Yeah, so she has So these
They
are shoes
almost
that you
look
have to
like ballet
purchase.
slots.
Yeah, right. You have to purchase these separate from the outfit. And it seemed like some of the shoes come with the dresses, some do not. These are separate. Lace up Addie's sturdy black shoes when she's ready to tackle her after school chores. Yeah, they look like little ballet flats with little bows. It's a little hard to see on the page that I'm looking at, but I don't know. They look pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'm trying to
Always.
find a picture of them, but
Always good to add to an AG shoe collection.
yeah, they almost, from like the pictures I'm looking at of her wearing them, they almost seem like little. Oh, I found a good picture. Oh, wow, they really are like ballet flats.
Cute.
They do lace up, but like in a very, like, of course that's not working. Now I'm gonna worry.
Oh, those are so cute. Laura just showed me a picture of what they look like, and they are adorable. Those are like fantastic shoes for a doll.
I know, like I would just pretend they're not work shoes.
Right.
Like those could work for
Totally.
Samantha too. Like,
Right? I know, those are really adorable. Then we have her patriotic party dress. So pretty proud and patriotic. That's how Addie looked and felt in the dress that Mama made her to wear to the Emancipation Celebration Party. So this is a red dotted dress with trim at the bottom of the dress and on the sleeves of it. It seems like it also has a sash with Abraham Lincoln's portrait on it. So it has like a little rosette, and then the sash goes across the dress. And I think it also comes with a scroll to help her rehearse a passage from the Emancipation Proclamation with it. So it comes with a little bit of history along with it too.
that is very cute. I love this dress. I love the sash in particular.
Yeah, this is a beautiful dress.
And I think it would look good with her work shoes, to be honest.
Agreed.
What do you think about it? Do you like it?
Yeah, I think overall, like, this is also a really strong set of dresses. I feel like it's going to be really hard for me to rank everything at the end. I
I
know what my
know.
last place is already.
Wow. Well,
Yeah.
it's about
Coming
to get
up soon.
harder with who we have coming up because
I
this,
know.
she does it every time.
Seriously, let's get into Samantha.
Yeah, so Samantha has two fabulous offerings here for her secondary wardrobe, starting with her play dress and pinafore. Now, notice we're not calling it a work dress for her.
No
We are under
way.
no illusions that she was working. But the description says Samantha dressed like a proper young lady even when playing. Her dress of blue and white window pane check was covered with a ruffly play pinafore, matching hair bow, and a pair of white socks. So essentially, what they're telling you here is that this is her play dress, not her work dress. It was covered by a pinafore, not an apron. It is adorable. It's so cute. The blue check dress is long sleeved with a matching bow, and then the white pinafore is so ruffly. It's such a win to me.
I agree. I love this pinafore so much. It's so adorable. I love anything with a ruffle and I remember just like dreaming about this dress growing up. And I didn't see it in person until last year when I was at the Brimfield Antique Show in Massachusetts. If you're in the Northeast, definitely go. It is incredible. Happens 3 times a year. But yeah, it was great to see this in person and get like a bit more of an understanding of it because I think it's like interesting to see how things look in the catalog versus like what they actually are in person. And I think like Laura, even you just showing like the work shoes or looking up Addie's like blue dress with green pinafore, or green apron, I should say. It's different than like how it's like stylized in the catalog and what it looks like. So to see this in person was really interesting. I love the bow that it comes with as well. Like I love a little coordinating moment.
Yeah, the bow is adorable. I I think you touched on something really interesting when you were just speaking about like seeing it in person, because I just looked up Samantha's play dress. And I don't think you can get this vibe from the catalog, but the dress actually has like a little bib in the front of it.
Oh.
So like you could hypothetically have her wear it without the pinafore, and it's like a complete dress. Like it has like a nice little collar, basically.
Oh, interesting.
Here's like maybe another picture so you can see.
Wait, that's so cute. I never would have thought that from this dress.
Yeah, and I wonder why they don't have it styled with the collar out, but I think it looks great the way they have it styled here. Just, one dress, two ways to wear, I guess.
So versatile. And I think the next dress on the page is as well.
It is one of my favorite dresses of all time. So, contrary to any of the dresses we've covered so far, this is one I actually owned. Not sure why. I mean, I can say just like from looking at it that it's great, but I'm not really sure why this was like one that I received because it is kind of like more of a secondary, but it is not giving secondary energy. So this is Samantha's tea dress. Samantha practiced her manners during afternoon tea with Grandmary. She tried to act like a proper young lady in her starched white dress with its big detachable Bertha collar, trimmed with a rosette and ruffles. It comes with a pink satin hair bow that matches a lovely wide sash, a pair of white socks. Be careful she doesn't spill tea on such a pretty dress. And then also, this is where her white party slippers come into play. So those are featured as well. But basically, just to go a little bit more in depth into the dress, it is essentially like I feel like an unsung hero of Samantha's collection because it's gorgeous white and pink, and the collar is giving like coquette, modern coquette. It's giving like Gani vibes. It's detachable, but like why would you ever need to? It's so pretty. And then the bow being matching is just such a nice touch as well, like the last dress. And then, having the white party slippers here was a game changer for not just this outfit, but for her birthday outfit, where these are a way better option than her black Mary Jane. So I love to see Samantha having another shoe because for most of her other outfits, she's just in her Mary Janes.
That's true. She does wear her Mary Janes a lot in the catalog. So to have this option is really perfect. And like, because it works with this look, it works with her birthday outfit. I don't know if anything else it really would be a fit for, but it's nice to have a special shoe for a special occasion. And this dress is just perfect to me. It's like a little bit of cake, like perfect, delicious, lovely, or maybe a pettifor, I should say. It is just scrumptious. I love it.
I know. No, it really is. And it's such a shame that it's just tucked over here onto the side, like it's nothing.
Honestly, right? It really is baffling. And it's like hard to say that like these dresses are like the secondary dresses, when this one is so fabulous.
Agreed.
I don't know, but unfortunately, they are not all that way. I'm looking at Molly now.
Yep, we're looking at Molly.
Oh dear. All right, Molly. And just to be clear, we know we have a lot of Molly fans out there, and Molly has a lot of beautiful outfits. Her meet outfit, her school outfit, her Christmas dress. Like, Molly has a lot of wins. Her Miss Victory look. She has a lot to be desired. Unfortunately, the after school outfit just is not for me, especially coming off of all of the lovely dresses we've seen. We have Molly in her plaid flannel shirt, and then blue corduroy pants. And oh goodness, I mean, she does have ribbons for her hair. That's cute. But seeing this outfit is just, I think, a little too modern, a little too casual. Again, I think we say this with Molly's collection a lot, but we want a little bit of, I don't know, something more aspirational than this look. Like, I don't want to look like I'm going off to the office in the wintertime in like the Northeast. I don't know. I just don't love
Right.
it.
No, I get that. I guess I don't love it either. I guess I'm challenged to think of like what they could have done differently because it's like, well, it probably is like accurate,
Yeah.
but I just don't love it. And I don't think really there is anything they could have done differently except for maybe like make the shirt cuter. But yeah,
Yeah.
it's just not exciting.
I think they either had to make the shirt cuter or the pants cuter, but like neither of these are doing it for me. I think if she was wearing like a cute little sweater with these corduroys or I don't know, whatever it would have been might have been better, but I just can't imagine like seeing an American Girl doll wearing these.
I know. Well, I have a catalog where she's actually wearing this on one of the pages while she's wearing little roller skates. And it does look cuter when it's styled like on her than I think it does here, but still not really getting a lot of like admiration from me personally.
Yeah, totally fair. She also has classic brown Oxfords. So these are her shoes. Everyone wore lace-up Oxfords in the 1940s. They're the perfect addition to Molly's after-school outfit. Just some brown shoes. I don't think these are anything to really circle as one would.
I'm sure everybody did wear brown Oxfords, but I guess I'm just trying to think of like, you know how Oxfords had kind of a moment in like 2012, 2013,
Yeah.
maybe I would say 2010 to 2012.
Oh, for sure. Had some myself.
But like, can you imagine how uncomfortable it would be to wear those to like play in? That
Oh,
seems
yeah.
so uncomfortable because they're like rock hard on the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, my
But
goodness.
I mean, I wouldn't really probably play in corduroy pants either, so I
Probably
guess
not.
it's the times, but.
Right. And then we have Molly's Halloween hula costume. Molly and her friends wanted to be hula dancers for Halloween. So they made their own costumes. Molly's outfit. So she's wearing a red sweater with a yellow lei necklace and bracelet. And then she has a green paper hula skirt. And a flower for her hair and a little mask to wear when she went trick-or-treating.
I mean, I guess it follows the sort of pattern we've seen, which is like they get sort of like a casual outfit and then like kind of like a unique occasion outfit. I suppose Halloween qualifies as that. I guess from a consumer standpoint, I'm like, am I really spending this? I mean, I guess it's not that expensive. But like half of this outfit is paper.
Right? I know. It's like it also comes with a paper bag with a little pumpkin on it with Molly's name. That's paper. The skirt is paper. The mask is debatably paper. Maybe
Right.
plastic. But yeah, I mean the sweater is actually kind of cute. I think that's like a lovely little addition to add to your Molly wardrobe. I feel like it could look really cute with her meet outfit or her school uniform to pop this sweater over it, I think would be quite chic.
I would say pop it over the after school outfit.
Yeah, that as well. Versatile.
Yeah, I think this is like cute. I feel like there's maybe like other outfits they could have highlighted here. Like the Miss Victory costume is on this page, but it's not one of these outfits.
I
It's just sort of
know.
like a little side thing. I feel like it could have just been instead of the Halloween costume.
100%. Like Molly's Miss Victory outfit, I feel like did not get the flowers it deserved ever. Like it was always like tiny on the page. Like this is also available, but like I think that's like her star outfit of like her entire collection. Like what's more fun than her Miss Victory look?
Yeah, it's a significant plot line in the books. It's such a cute outfit, so I don't really know why they didn't highlight it more. At least make it, one of the secondary ones here. It's literally like third tier, I would
Right.
say, in terms of how they represent it.
100%. Maybe like sales were already really decent with her Miss Victory look, so they were like, we don't need to focus on this.
True.
We'll focus on the selling these trousers.
True. Yeah, that could definitely very well be. Well, Lindsay, we've looked at quite a few really great looks here, but there can only be one that's ranked number one.
Oof. All right. I think I'm gonna have to go with Samantha.
I think it's Samantha for me too, but second place may be Felicity.
Felicity is my second as well, Laura. I feel like we're very on the same page, literally on
And
the
then I
same
would
Catalan
say,
page.
well, I would say third place for me is Addie.
Same. And
Fourth
then
place,
Kirsten for
Kirsten.
me. Yep.
Just because like Addie's like Emancipation Day outfit is so strong for me, even though the work dress is not as much, it overpowers both of Kirsten's dresses, which I like a lot, but like the patriotic dress is just so cute.
Yeah, agreed. And
And
I
then
think
Molly is last because I don't want either of those.
yeah, totally aligned with this entire ranking that you have here, Laura.
Yeah, I mean,
It's
I think there's only really one logical way, right?
right. Agreed. Well, if you thought any differently, please let us know on our Instagram. We'll be posting all of these looks on our Instagram at American Girl Women. Which looks were your favorite? How would you rank them? Did you love Molly's pants outfit and were just totally different aesthetic than you? Did you love Felicity's work dress? Did you have it? Did you take off the apron? Please let us know.
Yeah, we want to know all about these looks and if you had any of them and how you felt about them. And thank you so much, everybody, for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to American Girl Women. For more AG Women content, follow us on IG at American Girl Women or send us your American Girl stories via AmericanGirlWomen@gmail.com. We might just read them on the pod. If you like this podcast, tell your friends and rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.